This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 457 for Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting small gains in most months Tuesday morning. Positioning ahead of acreage estimates from the USDA out later today accounted for some of the activity. Canola is down $9 in the nearby July contract in very thin volumes as participants exit the front month ahead of its expiry. All the other more active contracts a bit firmer. November up 20 cents at $473.80 per ton. Any surprises in the USDA acreage and stocks numbers should set the tone for the remainder of the day when those reports are released. Chicago soybeans are a bit firmer in early activity, but soy oil is softer. Weather concerns in parts of western Canada did help underpin the canola market, with the extent of the damage caused by recent heavy rains in western Manitoba and eastern Saskatchewan still being assessed. Canadian markets will be closed tomorrow for Canada Day, while U.S. markets will close Friday ahead of the July 4th Independence Day. Holiday trade may lead to volatility in the North American markets as participants keep to the sidelines. In Chicago, soybeans are a bit higher in early trade, while corn and wheat are turning mixed. Average trade guesses ahead of today's acreage report call for an upward revision of 1 to 2 million acres from the 83.5 million acres forecast earlier for soybeans. The area will be taken out of corn, which is expected to see area drop by a similar amount from the 97 million forecast in March. Weekly crop condition ratings saw soybeans improve 1 point in the good to excellent category, hitting 71%. Corn ratings, meanwhile, also improved to 73% good to excellent on the week, although development is running slightly behind normal. November soybeans up 3 cents at $8.65 per bushel. Corn down a quarter cent in September at $3.28 per bushel. Wheat is turning mixed. Chicago wheat lower, while Kansas City mixed and Minneapolis a bit firmer. Chicago wheat down a penny in September at $4.85 per bushel. Kansas City a quarter cent lower in September at $4.36 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up 2 cents in September at $5.12 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 41% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's in line with the five-year average. Quality ratings for spring wheat were down on the week, though, dropping 6 points at 69% good to excellent due to dryness in the northern growing states. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.